In addition to microchip technology and satellite TV, have you ever thought about weapons of mass destruction? What does the Bible say about weapons of mass destruction? Notice, if you will, Zechariah 14 and verse 12. It says, "Now this will be the plague with which the Lord will strike all of the peoples who have gone to war against Jerusalem. Their flesh will rot while they stand on their feet. Their eyes will rot in their sockets. Their tongue will rot in their mouth." I don't know how that prophecy strikes you, but the way it strikes me is it sounds like something atomic, nuclear, radioactive. Isaiah chapter 13 and verse 12 says this, "I will make mortal man scarcer than pure gold." Matthew 24 and verse 22, Jesus says, "Unless those days had been cut short, no life would be saved." Do you realize that when the seal judgments are complete in Revelation 6, you might actually take your hand and hold it up like this. Why don't we all do that? Just hold your hand up like this. Four fingers straight up like this. When Revelation 6 is complete, a quarter of the world's population is destroyed. So put down your index finger. You've got three fingers remaining. By the time you get to Revelation 9, a third of the world's population is destroyed. So put down your middle finger, and what do you have left? You have half. We can put our hands down now. By the time we move from Revelation 6 to Revelation 9, half of the world's population is destroyed. Now, how in the world is God going to do that? Well, maybe God will do it directly, like He did at Sodom and Gomorrah. Genesis 19, verse 24 says, "Then the Lord rained down on Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord of heaven." The Lord doesn't need nuclear weapons, does He, to bring His judgments to the earth? But maybe the Lord is going to do it indirectly, through weapons of mass destruction that will exist in the last days. How have most of the world's battles been fought? With bows and arrows, cannons. That's how most of civilization, going back thousands of years, have engaged in their battles. Bows and arrows, cannons, cannonballs. Isn't it interesting that in our time period we have these weapons that are of a chemical nature? Weapons of an atomic nature, weapons of a nuclear nature that are capable of wiping out the world's population several times over. And I think we're living in the general time period that the Bible predicts, where half of the world's population will be wiped out, where Jesus says, unless those days had been cut short, no life would be spared, where man will become scarcer than gold. And once again, technology has caught up to the very things that the Bible predicts for the last days. So we've looked at signs related to Israel, politics, economics, technology. What about signs related to spirituality? Are there spiritual signs to think about for the last days? Well, one of the key signs to think about is the persecution that would arise against Bible-believing Christians. Jesus said this in Matthew 24 and verse 9, "You will be hated," notice that word hate, "you will be hated by all nations because of my name." Revelation 17 and verse 6 says, "I saw the woman, the great harlot of the end times, drunk with the blood of the saints." Revelation 18 and verse 24 says, "In her was found the blood of the prophets and of the saints and of all who have been slain upon the earth." According to Voice of Martyrs Ministry, there were more Christians killed or martyred in the 20th century worldwide than all Christians martyred for all of the centuries that came before. In other words, if you just took the Christians martyred in the 20th century, it would be a number that would be greater than all martyrdoms since the days of the apostles as you calculate all of those being martyred in the name of Christ. The heat and the intensity against Christianity spiritually and very sadly physically has reached a degree that I never thought I would see it reach. I never thought I would be able to, on YouTube, see Christians in other parts of the world literally being crucified like Jesus was. Literally being stoned to death. Something that looks like it comes out of medieval times. People being lit on fire and put in cages, or put in cages and dropped into the ocean and drowned simply because they're Bible-believing Christians and they won't bow the knee to Allah and the doctrines of Islam. Some other spiritual signs, in addition to persecution of Christians, what about global religion? One world religion. Have you ever thought about that? The Bible predicts in the last days there'd be a one world religion. Revelation 17, verses 1 and 2 says, "Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and spoke with me, saying, 'Come here, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters.'" Harlotry in Scripture is used as a symbol for false religion. How much harlotry will there be? Revelation 17, verse 15 says, "The waters which you saw where the harlot sits are peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues." What does the Bible predict? It predicts in the last days a one-world religion will control every person on planet Earth. This is something that the globalists have always wanted, a one-world religion. They realize that this is their missing link, if you will, in their ambition towards world government. Charles P. Schleicher, back in the 1950s, made this statement: "There are those who believe that only a universal religion to which men are fervently devoted, one which unites men in devotion to a single God and in a common brotherhood, will serve to overcome the divisions among men and the worship of the secular nation state. To pull this whole thing off, we need a one-world religion." And let me introduce you to someone who I believe is the most influential spiritual leader in the world today, Oprah Winfrey. And I don't say that tongue-in-cheek at all. This woman holds incredible power. There's a lot more that she communicates on her television show other than weight loss tips and cooking tips. She's communicating constantly the drive for a one-world religion. She says one of the mistakes that human beings make is believing that there's only one way. We don't accept that there are diverse ways of being in the world, that there are millions of ways to be a human being, many, many paths to what you call God. She says it doesn't matter whether she called it God along the way or not. There couldn't possibly be just one way. There couldn't be only one way with the millions of people in the world. Are you saying that if you're in some remote part of the earth and you have never heard the name Jesus, you cannot go to heaven? Question mark. You're not so rigid and intolerant and inflexible to believe that Jesus is the only way. Well, I believe Jesus is the only way. Not because it's my personal opinion. It's because what the Bible teaches. It teaches it in John 14, verse 6. It teaches it in Acts 4 and verse 12. It teaches it in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5. But you see, people like myself and yourself who believe this find ourselves out of sorts with the thinking of the day. Because the thinking of the day is tolerance. And everybody is right. And as long as we're all sincere in how we're pursuing God, who are we to say another group of people or another religious system is wrong? And this one-world religious system, I believe, is setting the stage for the Antichrist. It's setting the stage for his system, and it's setting a stage for a tremendous persecution against believers that will culminate in the tribulation period itself.